Now, well, welcome to this week's programme. What would you do if you were a surgeon and you cut into someone you thought they were human and it turned out to be someone from the planet Vulcan? They were green. Well, obviously not on the surface, but inside.
Green blood.
Yeah, it was. It's actually a paper which has been written up by a person called Alana Flexman, who's at the University of British Columbia, and described their experiences with a gentleman who had fallen asleep in a sitting position. He was 42 years old, this guy, and he was a smoker. I think he'd smoked quite heavily in the past and had a number of vascular complications and also had migraines. And so he'd been taking a drug for migraines. He'd nodded off in this sitting position and caused the tissues in his legs to get starved of blood.
Right.
So the tissue had, of course, begun to swell, and he developed quite painful problem with getting enough blood back into the tissue. And so he ended up in hospital, and the only way to relieve the swelling in the legs was to cut some of the what are called fascial planes. Now, there's connective tissue in the legs that surround all the muscles, and they divide the legs into sort of compartments. If you get swelling in one of those compartments, it can press on the blood vessels and stop the blood flowing properly in and out of the leg. So by making a small cut into one of these compartments, you can relieve the pressure and restore circulation.
So they operate on him to actually help his circulation that way.
Exactly. So when they were first anaesthetising him, they put in a line, a sort of a cannula, into the artery in his wrist in order to get measurements of how well his lungs were oxygenating the blood. And what came out was a green colour.
Green.
Got written up in the Lancet journal this week.
So and how on earth do you get green blood then? Because,
well,
I mean,
that was what they wondered, actually. And the suggestion is, and this is not proven, but there's a strong suggestion, he was on a drug for his migraines. Remember I said he had migraines?
Yep.
He was on a drug called sumatriptan. And sumatriptan clenches down blood vessels to stop them dilating painfully, which is what happens when you get a migraine.
Okay, so that's how it works for the migraine.
Exactly, but it's got a lot of sulfur in it. There's a molecule in the sumatriptan that's very rich in sulfur. And in high amounts, these so-called sulfonamide groups can latch onto hemoglobin.
Okay, and that's the stuff that makes the blood red, isn't it, hemoglobin, normally?
It is. And they can latch onto the hemoglobin and produce this chemical, sulfhemoglobin. And this is green.
Okay, so possibly it latched on and turned his whole blood green.
Yeah, once you get beyond a certain amount, I think he had 2 grams in every litre of his blood, was this combination of sulphur mixed with haemoglobin, this sulphur-haemoglobin combination, and it was enough to make the blood look a green colour.
Wow.
As he stopped taking the drug and recovered, apparently the greenness went away.
That's quite disgusting. Quite hideously disgusting by that.